She's going to talk to a key NATO ally. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Vice President Harris has taken off for Poland amid a dispute over air support for Ukraine.
It's going to be an awkward tarmac greeting when she arrives after Poland blindsided the U.S. yesterday with that offer to transfer MiG-29 fighters to the Ramstein Air Base in Germany, which the White House and Pentagon firmly rejected. Here's what Admiral John Kirby says. We do not believe Poland's proposal is a tenable one. Officials adding they fear this move would put the U.S. and NATO in direct conflict with Russia.
Fox's Griff Jenkins says Russian jets keep buzzing Ukraine's capital today.
We can still hear the planes overhead, but no more of the outgoing air defense systems. We didn't just hear it, we saw it. It was a huge rocket that left no more than a few hundred meters from where we are now. But look, we're also getting reports of street-to-street, hand-to-hand fighting on the outskirts of Kyiv, and the Ukrainians now saying they're not sure how much longer they can hold back the Russian forces. The Russians just sent in a lot of reinforcements, about 200 vehicles.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kyiv. Ukrainian officials say they did work out a short-term ceasefire with Russia and six other cities to help civilians evacuate, though deals like that fell apart before with continued Russian shelling. More than 2 million Ukrainians have fled the country. Congress is closing in on more aid to Ukraine.
And we need to get this done and get it done very fast.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer. The House may approve a bipartisan deal today and perhaps the Senate by the end of the week. It would be almost $14 billion for Ukraine as part of a $1.5 trillion U.S. government spending plan. The price of gas is up another 8 cents today to a new record high. AAA's national average for regular $4.25 per gallon. And while President Biden predicts it'll keep going up, not much we can do with surging oil. Republican Congressman Buddy Carter tells Fox U.S. oil production must increase.
We have the resources here. We just have to simply turn the switch on.
Diesel's also at a record $4.88. America's listening to Fox.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
New
guess.
Well, Vice President Harris's trip to Poland today comes the day after President Biden banned Russian oil, adding to other sanctions.
Another powerful blow to Putin's war machine.
And while acknowledging Russian leader Vladimir Putin does not intend to stop his invasion,
Ukraine will never be a victory for Putin. Putin may be able to take a city, but he'll never be able to hold the country.
Today, the president shifts his focus back to dealing with our economy.
President Joe Biden will host business leaders at the White House today to talk about the Bipartisan Innovation Act. The legislation, which was passed last summer by the Senate, would increase manufacturing in the U.S., strengthen supply chains, and work to clear bottlenecks for things like semiconductor chips. The House passed its version of the bill last month, and negotiations on a compromise bill are in the works. President Biden is also set to deliver remarks at the Democratic Senators Issues Conference at Howard University. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks may rebound. Dow futures up more than 500 points, but the Dow lost nearly 1,000 points the last 2 days. They talked till 3 a.m. Baseball players and owners trying again to salvage the season.
Reps for Major League Baseball and the MLB Players Association taking negotiations from day 97 of the lockout into day 98 as conversations from Tuesday gained traction into Wednesday morning for both sides, offering up some concessions on both ends towards making a new collective bargaining agreement happen. The league offered some restructuring regarding luxury tax and the competitive balance tax that they had not before, while the players union showed some leniency regarding certain rule changes. These discussions going past a set league deadline Tuesday night that would have seen MLB cancel more regular season games. That deadline now extended to Wednesday afternoon. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In college basketball, top-ranked Gonzaga beat St. Mary's to win their conference championship. Five other schools also got automatic NCAA men's tournament bids. Bryant, Delaware, Jacksonville State, South Dakota State, and Wright State. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.